Welcome back to the show. Today we're talking about something that every service member, military family member, and even civilian employee connected to the military should understand. Operational security, or OPSEC as they call it, especially when it comes to social media. I'm your host, Mr. Tony Housey, Camp Ripley Public Affairs Office, as well as Lieutenant Colton Rossow, the Public Affairs Officer for the Minnesota National Guard here at Camp Ripley.
Hey, Tony. Thanks for having me. I mean, this is an important topic. I mean, we deal with OPSEC almost daily in our office. And it isn't just something handled by intelligence officers or commanders. It's something that every soldier, airman, sailor, marine, and guardian participates every day, sometimes even without realizing it.
Exactly, yeah. Today, social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and many other social media platforms like that, the socials, the information can spread faster than ever. It's something that's not even word of mouth. It's everything that pushes out across the internet. So a single photo or a comment can reveal more than what people think. So today we're going to talk about three things. First, the history of protecting military information and some of the logistics behind that. Second, the operational security and why it matters today, especially in the digital age. And then finally, we're going to talk about some practical steps that everyone can take to maintain good OPSEC, both online and in their personal lives.
Yeah, absolutely. If you go back to ancient warfare, whether it's the Roman legions or medieval armies, commanders understand the value of intelligence and especially deception.
Certainly, yeah. Protecting military information isn't new. Armies have been guarding secrets for thousands of years. And one famous example is Sun Tzu, the Chinese military strategist who wrote The Art of War around 500 BC. One of the key teachings was that warfare is built on deception. If the enemy knows your plans, your strengths, your weaknesses, they can exploit them.
Yeah, then you move to the 20th century, and the stakes become even higher. During World War I and World War II, operational security became a massive effort across all nations. I mean, we've all seen the movies of everyone trying to decode each other's messages and everything, and it gets intense.
Yeah, exactly. During World War II, the government launched huge public campaigns reminding citizens not to casually discuss troop movements, shipping schedules, or military plans. And a lot more people were invested in that time in overall military picture.
Yeah, even casual conversations in bars, train stations, or factories could potentially be overheard by spies. And, you know, we think about spies, we think about James Bond and back in the day. That's still something that's happening today in a lot of countries.
Certainly. Yeah, and intelligence operations are still incredibly serious, and were at that time as well. Allied success in breaking German codes and strict secrecy surrounding operations like D-Day depended heavily on information discipline.
If too many people are talking about invasion plans for Normandy, the outcome of the war might have been very different. I mean, if you give away the largest naval invasion in history, something's going to happen. I mean, a modern example of that right now is what's happening in Iran at this point in time.
Yeah, certainly. Too much discussion around any of those topics could lead to false information, false mobilization, false understanding of what the actual principles are. So it is very important to keep that under strict disciplines. Another concept of OPSEC as we know it today really began during the Vietnam War.
Yeah, I mean, the evolution of OPSEC, you know, right in the late 1960s, the U.S. military realized that small pieces of unclassified information were being pieced together by adversaries to understand American operation procedures.
Certainly, that's not even the secret stuff. You know, the individual pieces of information that weren't classified, when combined, revealed a much bigger picture.
Yeah, that led to the development of the formal operation security programs, which focus on identifying critical information and protecting it from our adversaries. Absolutely. Here and afar.
Absolutely, yep. We term it as OPSEC, so operational security. And OPSEC is taught across the military. Soldiers learn it in basic training, officer school, pre-deployment briefings, and they maintain that that education throughout their careers.
Yeah, and this applies to everything, from training schedules to deployment timelines to equipment capabilities. If you're giving the enemy the tools to your plans are never going to be successful.
Very much so. So now let's fast forward to the modern era, right? The age of smartphones, the age of social media.
This is where OPSEC has become increasingly challenged.
It has. Years ago, information spread slowly. You know, I want to say slowly, but it's with the word of mouth, right?
You're talking about the snail mail, Tony.
Yeah, absolutely, right? So it took time to get information from one thing to the next, right? Today, photos posted online can reach thousands or even millions of people within minutes.
And the problem is that people often share information without realizing it. I mean, we've had many situations where stories have come to us here at the public affairs office of someone putting something on their social media platforms that could be potentially dangerous to soldiers and endanger their lives.
Right. And it may seem innocent at the time, but it, you know, with a little bit of thought and a little bit of process, it has a much bigger result at the end of it. You know, some examples of simple selfies on the military installation right now that show unit patches, vehicle markings, equipment in the background, location markers or tags, pins, even GPS metadata embedded in images.
Yeah, our adversaries can analyze these details, and intelligence agencies, even non-state actors, actively monitor soldiers' social media accounts.
Yeah, this is called open source intelligence. It is a problem.
Yeah, no, and it's incredibly powerful. I mean, analysts can use social media posts to determine some of the following: unit locations, deployment timelines, equipment movements, and training activities. And if our adversaries have that knowledge, it puts American lives at risk.
It does. It does, and it does every day. In recent conflicts around the world, of course, right? So open source investigators have tracked military units simply by analyzing soldiers' social media posts. You know, one of the most recent examples, at least for me, right back in 2017, we were part of a NATO exercise in Sweden, and the Swedish military actually used a dating app to find American personnel in Sweden and track their location. And it actually got them within enough of a striking distance to make it effective. So
this is what Tinder is now, right?
Things like Tinder or some of these other dating apps or things that show your location within a certain radius or whatever. All that stuff is trackable.
It's a crazy world out there. So when we see OPSEC mistakes online, these are some of the commonalities that we see. So the common mistakes that people make is always usually their social media.
It is, yeah. And it, one of the biggest postings is about future operations or movements. So they're saying, I had to do this today, or this happened today, or this is what's happening right now. Everybody's trying to keep that live focus on what I'm doing right now, and that's where a lot of this is coming from.
Yeah, and even something as harmless as saying, I'm headed overseas next week. I mean, if you're not around personnel that are in the know on that, it can be potentially dangerous and expose your movement.
Exactly. I mean, that's a reveal of a deployment timeline. You know, another issue is posting photos of sensitive equipment or facilities as we're loading up, or even during training. Some equipment is more sensitive than others, and then there's the problem of posting that.
Yeah, and, you know, an issue that we run into a lot is sometimes soldiers really want to show off the new vehicle or weapon system that they had just acquired. And we're going through a modernization period right now in the Minnesota National Guard. So, I mean, there's a lot of new equipment that soldiers haven't seen or haven't worked with before. But, you know, those images can provide valuable information to our adversaries.
Very true. And it's not that you can't be, proud of yourself, your equipment, what you're doing, things like that. It's just being smart about the things that you're doing and the things that you're showing. You know, another big thing is location tagging. Many apps automatically attach location data to photos or posts.
Yeah, I mean, that means someone could unintentionally reveal the exact location of where they're staged or deployed.
Right, and it's not just service members. Family members will do the same thing or can accidentally share the information as well.
Yeah, and I know for, a lot of families, their spouses need to know that they're leaving before the deployment happens. Right. Yep. And so that's a natural thing that happens. But sometimes spouses will say, oh, my spouse's unit is deploying next month. That can be potentially dangerous for that soldier.
It can be. And it isn't somebody's fault necessarily. Like it is potentially innocent, and it seems innocent, but it can reveal a lot of information that could cause problems.
No, 100%.
So let's talk about how people can maintain good OPSEC online.
I mean, first and foremost, it's the saying as old as time, think before you post. And another term is, would your grandparents like to see that online?
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, the other part is avoid posting for future operations or movements, right? If you want to talk about what you're doing in the now, that's one thing, but it's important to understand what you're doing there.
And you need to ask yourself, could this information help an adversary? Also, on top of that, need to disable your location services in geotagging when posting photos from sensitive areas.
Yeah, right. Yeah, be mindful about what appears in the background. Even slight landmarks and things like that can give away your situation in a photo.
No, 100%. Things like maps, whiteboards, equipment layouts, vehicle numbers can all reveal critical information or your location. And, you know, another good rule of thumb is to adjust your privacy settings. You got to limit who can see your post and your personal information.
Right. Yep. Remember that even private posts can sometimes become public through screenshots or sharing. And you might not have all that information planned out how you want to share it, right? So it might just automatically go along for the ride and now become part of the public domain.
No, and, you know, when we talk about OPSEC, we're not just talking online. We're talking about OPSEC in your daily life. Operational security isn't just connected to the internet now. Everything is connected, but especially in your personal life, you got to be very careful of the information that you put out there.
Yeah, certainly. It applies with everyday conversations and everything. Talking about work details in public places can expose information. Restaurants, airports, hotels, you know, all places where people might sit and listen, even sitting at the barbershop, you know, venting your frustrations or whatever the case may be.
Tony, I don't know if you're going to the barbershop nowadays, right?
Yeah, I probably not, but...
little bald, I say.
Right.
Now, that's a little OPSEC information I just put out there.
You did. Yeah, you revealed my description.
So now, you know, service members should really avoid discussing sensitive pieces of information in an open setting. You know, like I said, those locations that we just mentioned before, even though you might think you know those people and you might have a close relationship with them, you never know who's actually listening in and who's trying to gain valuable pieces of information to hurt soldiers across the world.
Very much so. And it's not so much as, you know, trying to maintain your own anxieties and personal conspiracies and counter-conspiracies, but it is important to protect your own personal data. You know, things like your full name, the unit you're assigned to, your home address, your travel plans, you know, all that information should be shared very carefully. And if somebody's asking for that, there needs to be a reason for it, not just trying to gain information.
Adversaries sometimes use social engineering, which means they gather information about individuals to exploit them. So they'll go after your financials. If they see that you're struggling financially, they'll try to offer you money, or they'll try to say, hey, I can help you with this. Like, I just need to know, like, what unit are you with? What are you guys doing? Where are you guys going?
Right. Yeah. The more personal information available online, the easier it becomes. So, I mean, that's everything from I just got divorced to my kid is doing this or my parents did this. You know, things that can apply that you don't necessarily need to share all the details about your personal situation.
It's not just leadership that needs to be emphasized on OPSEC. I mean, from General Mankey all the way down to the lowest private in the Minnesota National Guard, it's a team effort.
Commanders do set the tone, and they conduct OPSEC briefings and remind their units of the importance of protecting information.
And like he was saying, every individual plays a role. One careless post can potentially compromise an entire operation that has thousands of man hours and hundreds of lives at risk.
Right. That's why many units include OPSEC reminders during training exercises and deployments.
Now let's kind of take a look at the future of OPSEC. As technology evolves, OPSEC challenges will continue to grow. Artificial intelligence, satellite imagery, and data analysis tools make it easier than ever to gather information. With the evolving use of AI, soldiers are putting a lot of information to some of these platforms that could be potentially compromising.
It's true. It is true. You know, it does remain the same, though. It is the same practice regardless of the technology that you use.
You know, protecting critical information is one of the hardest things you can possibly do. But, you know, if you think before sharing and you stay aware of how small details can reveal bigger pictures, you're gonna be in the clear.
Absolutely. And just a few closing thoughts here as we kind of wrap up. You know, operational security has been the cornerstone for military operations for centuries, as we talked about before. You know, from ancient battlefields through the Civil War, through World War II, and into the digital battlefield and well into social media.
Yeah, in today's connected world, every service member and military family member has a role in protecting sensitive information.
Absolutely. Yep. Every single post may seem harmless, but information does add up.
Maintaining good OPSEC is ultimately about discipline, awareness, and finally, responsibility.
It is. It is. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Stay safe, stay aware, and we'll see you next time.
And remember, think before you post.